Do you run a cookie farm?
No, I do not.
You bribed our front desk people with cookies.
That is the way to go.
You are a farmer, so I was hoping that you were a cookie farmer, but I guess not. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kate Budinski from Go Farm in Amherst, who only sells at the Amherst Farmers Market. Now, Go, just spelled like an action word?
Yes, it actually stands for my kids' name. So it's George and Olivia.
Ah. Is it George Olivia exclamation point farm or no?
It should be.
So how long have you been farming?
We have been really farming for probably 8 years since my daughter was born, but mostly just for us in the beginning. And then we started selling commercially the Amherst Farmers Market 3 years ago.
It's not by happenstance that the name of the farm is G-O Go, because you were sharing with me that when you had your first mammal, which was your daughter, I believe.
Yes.
Your husband and you were committed to having your family grow up on a farm mm-hmm. and understand all the rural parts of farming. How are you working your kids on the farm these days?
Well,
and do you have other mammals that aren't children?
We have pigs and chickens.
Chickens
and
are not mammals. I specifically asked about mammals.
We have lots of animals, including the children. The kids help out a lot, and sometimes they don't. But it's important for me to have the kids involved in the farm and to be aware of where food comes from and have an understanding of how much work goes into that food that they eat and have a good respect for farmers.
Did you have a background in farming, or what's your background?
I grew up in the suburbs of Texas, not anything to do with farming, but in high school, I joined 4-H, and I just developed a passion for agriculture and went on to study agriculture in Texas and in Colorado.
At Texas Agriculture and whatever the M stands for?
No.
What does the M stand for? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Nobody knows. That's the mystery. It's like Ulysses S. Grant. The S doesn't stand for anything.
I ultimately went to Colorado State, studied ag business and agricultural economics there.
What brought you to Western Massachusetts in Amherst?
Ironically, direct marketing, because I was working on a thesis on direct marketing at Colorado State. And I, through my research there, I found that direct marketing in New England was really a thing, and in Colorado it was just starting, and I was working for farmers markets in Colorado, and I just love that aspect. So I thought I would come out here, and so I actually got a job with USDA in Rhode Island is where I initially came out to New England.
We're getting closer to the story of how she had her first mammal.
When two people love each other very much.
Yes,
but how did number of roads that could lead to making that mammal happen?
But they have to meet, don't they?
There's other ways to do that too, I guess, if you wanted to have a mammal without that, somebody meeting someone. But tell me about your mammal.
So I guess what we're getting to is that after I moved out here to Rhode Island, I met my husband at work because we both worked for USDA. Mm-hmm. And then we had our daughter, Olivia, and we started our farming operation.
It's a bureaucratic, farmy love story.
Did it pose problems working for the USDA and then falling in love with a coworker?
No.
You know, you think of a farm and farm family. That seems like that's par for the course. It doesn't cause as many big problems necessarily when you're in love and married on a farm.
Other than the fact that you're working with your spouse at work, parenting and farming, mm-hmm. but no problems at all.
I meant more HR-related problems. So what are you growing on the farm?
We raise pigs, chickens for meat, and we have laying hens for eggs. We also do organic summer crops like cherry tomato mix and summer squash and zucchini. So in the fall, we also raise pumpkins and squash. And in the fall, we have a pick your own pumpkin patch that goes along with Atkins pick your own apples. We raise all of our animals on Atkins land near their orchard at 211 Bay Road. And it's a beautiful view up there on our pumpkin patch. You can see all the way to Vermont. The orchard is maybe a quarter of a mile from where Atkins is. And you go through the woods where our pigs live and up and around up on the top of a hill. And there's a beautiful peach orchard and apple orchard. And then our pick your own pumpkin patches right on the top.
You were sharing with me that chickens is sort of your focus point right now, and that you're expanding the number of chickens that you're raising. And what's the difference if, for instance, I get chicken salad at McDonald's versus what you brought for Monty today?
McDonald's has chicken salad?
I have no idea.
I don't actually. I know they have chicken nuggets.
I brought you some chicken salad today from...
I love chicken salad.
From our chickens, which we just processed.
Phil's getting the chicken salad out
fresh.
For me. Thank you, Phil.
So this year we are going to be processing 300 chickens, which is an increase for us. And we're really excited about growing this area of our farm. We take our chickens to a local processing facility. So we like to keep it all in Massachusetts. And
what is a chicken tractor?
Ah, so we have two different varieties of
Don't
chicken
let the
tractors.
Chicken drive the tractor. Is that a Mo Willems book? Local hero, author, and illustrator?
Our chicken tractors that we have for our meat birds are just like little greenhouse structures. They're small enough that we can move them by hand. But this year we actually got some equipment to move them, which was really exciting. But we're able to move them every single day. So our operation is pretty labor intensive because we want to make sure that our animals are on fresh ground every single day.
I'm going to eat the chicken salad while we talk about moving chickens in a chicken tractor.
A chicken tractor basically is where the chickens live outside on the ground for the duration of their life and are able to have access to all of the bugs and worms and grass. Grass and pasture and seeds and whatever weed seed, hopefully, that they can find. It supplements their diet. It helps them to be very healthy as opposed to a commercially raised chicken that you might get from, for instance, McDonald's. You don't know where that came from, likely from a large poultry house, and they never see the light of day.
I'm finished chewing my chicken.
You're going to chew before you talk, Monty?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Kate Budinski from Go Farm in Amherst, with your products available exclusively at the Amherst Farmers Market.
Or by telephone or Facebook.
Special arrangement.
Yes.
And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.